Chapter 34. Through the drenching curtains of storm-blown rain, Alpho and Arula watched the battle from the logboat as it bucked and pitched on the heaving surface of the great lake. Only Samkim's nimbleness of paw was saving him from deathbrush. The fox was an experienced fighter and used Martin's sword efficiently. Samkim was on the defensive, seeking desperately to parry each slashing blow with his light shrew rapier. The remaining tracker rats clung grimly to the side of the boat, silent spectators to the duel. Steel clashed upon steel. Bobbing up and down with the storm-tossed craft, Samkim held his weapon in both paws, frantically trying to turn the ever-seeking point and edges of the glittering sword. Deathbrush pursued him along the boat's length, hacking and thrusting until the young squirrel was trapped up on the bow with nowhere left to go. Showing his teeth viciously, the fox battered away forcefully at the puny rapier which stood in the way of a death thrust from the sword. With a sweeping blow, he struck at the outstretched weapon, and the rapier snapped off at the hilt with a metallic ping.
"Paddly boat's over!"
Arula yelled aloud.
"Help, Samkim!"
The three logboats nosed their way across as the Gausam paddled wildly against the mounting waves. Reaching instinctively as Deathbrush raised the sword above his head, Samkim kicked out with both footpaws. He caught the fox low in his stomach, sending him sprawling into the bottom of the boat. Deathbrush pulled himself quickly upright, snarling,
"I'll use your tail as a head plume after I've slain you."
The prow of Alpho's logboat struck the fox's craft amidships. He tottered, struggling for balance as the other two vessels closed in. Samkim saw his chance. Leaping up, he punched Deathbrush on the jaw, still holding the rapier handle in his paw. A look of surprise crossed the fox's face as he plunged overboard into the rain-lashed waters, still holding the sword. The deep coiler came suddenly, surging up from the depths like a juggernaut into the midst of the maelstrom. The fearsome head crashed through the surface, water rushing from it as the horrible mouth yawned agape. Deathbrush gave vent to a gurgling wail as the monster's jaws closed across the middle of his body, and the sword fell from his lifeless paws into the water. Without thinking, Samkim flung himself headlong into the water, grabbing the sword as the fox let it go. Arula was only inches from the deep coiler's head. Swinging her paddle with both paws, she struck with the strength of panic, belting it in the eye. Immediately, the gigantic reptile shot back under the water. Spriggan and Alpho grabbed Samkim by the ears and heaved him, scrabbling, back into the logboat. Without warning, the deep coiler exploded back to the surface. The four logboats stood upright on their sterns as the mighty beast cleaved the water between them. Every creature aboard the boats was flung into the lake. Amid the driving gales of wind and rain, the deep coiler began its killing in the crests and valleys of the sweeping waves. Samkim clung grimly onto the sword. For the second time in as many moments, he found himself pulled to safety as Arula dragged him onto the hull of an overturned boat. Screeching and yelling creatures hung on to capsized logboats as the deep coiler wreaked its savagery upon them. Coils of awesome thickness lashed and crashed everywhere, and the grey and white foamed lake was tinged with red as rows of razor-like teeth ripped and tore at any moving thing, the thrashing tail stunning, killing, and drowning as it whipped about in random savagery.